Myelodysplastic syndrome, as you know, is almost a little bit of one of these orphan disorders. So when I was in training around 10 years ago, this was a disease that many physicians thought it was not a cancer. Actually, indeed, yesterday with one of my new patients, I had to fill some papers for her insurance company because they will not pay, because that particular insurance company felt that this was not a type of cancer. The median survival for many of these patients is just a few months. So it's, in my opinion, actually one of the most aggressive conditions. And I think that what has happened is that for years, we were all indoctrinated with this issue that this was like a pre-leukemia and patients had this prodrome of the myelodysplastic syndrome. And then it transformed into acute myelogenous leukemia. And indeed, when I was in training, sometimes, you know, when that happened, we were kind of excited because then we had the opportunity to treat those patients with an acute myelogenous leukemia type of program. Now, over the last few years, this has changed dramatically. Of course, all this comes through the development of three new drugs that we have, at least in the U.S., for patients with MDS, and of course, better understanding of the biology and clinical characteristics of this disease.
In terms of this issue of conceptualizing what it is, how would you specifically describe it? What do you actually say to your patients in terms of what kind of disease this is?
I basically tell them that they have a type of leukemia. Not everybody will agree with me, but I think actually that nowadays, relatively, the outcome of many patients with MDS is worse than that of patients with acute leukemia. Now, they may not die from the proliferative type of nature of AML, but they die from increased cell death from these cells in the bone marrow that then causes risk of infection, bleed, and ultimately death of the patient.